Well, I had heard reports that the VMA was getting underutilised because of cutbacks to finance within the fire service as a whole. And it does depend on how many people are actually at Northland Road Fire Station. Now, as fortunately, because it was the bank holiday weekend, it was fully manned, as in there was 11 firefighters at Northland Road. So therefore the VMA, which is the aerial, has the aerial ladder and is used to contain fires of this widespread, you know, because it was a widespread area. But because there was 11, then it was fully operational. If it had been maybe during the day or on an ordinary week, then the quota of firefighters, it just wouldn't have been there, and therefore it wouldn't have been first on the scene.
So there is, you believe, a risk at some point in the future that a similar fire may have to be fought without the services of that appliance simply because there aren't enough people there to operate it?
Exactly. I wasn't aware of the full context of what I had been hearing in previous weeks about the VMA not being able to be used. It's not going to be first out. And it just sort of brought to mind, well, what would happen if it was a multiple occupancy resident, you know, or high rise, you know, what's going to happen? Firefighters come into tenders, only do you have to go back and get the VMA, you know, to fight a certain type of fire.
And as was typified in the weekend operation, as well as fighting the fire in the storage facility itself, a large part of that operation was ensuring that surrounding buildings weren't touched, that the fire was contained in that one area, and the VMA and being able to approach it from an upward angle was crucial in actually achieving that.
Oh, definitely. No, definitely. The house, the resident of the Gillylands, like, is very close to this barn, as there is other barns and sheds around it.